the home run ball over the top to
break the press.
It seemed like you were floating for quite a while. It's just how it looked.
Yeah. It was drawn up by coach. I was supposed to set a screen for Marcus. He was going to come through the elevator doors with me and Bryce, then I was going to take off.
Yeah.
And, Kennedy knows, you know, he knows where to throw it. And, just landed right in front of me, caught it, went right up, put it in the basket.
Went right up, stayed up.
I guess so.
Is it a nice way to end this thing?
Oh, definitely. It just feels good to get the win at home. And play, you know, beat a great team like Kentucky. They played their hearts out. They were really hard to stop defensively, and just another good win under our belt. We just got to move on to the next game.
What did you guys do to overcome the slow start?
Just kept fighting. Can't give in. Even if you do have a slow start, what's giving up going to help? So just keep fighting hard.
You were out about 7 minutes with foul trouble there in the second half. How tough was that, and how were you able to be effective early on?
It's tough. Coming back and in and out of the game, and, you know, you're coming in cold, and you're expected to, guard. He's a really good driver. So it's an adjustment, but, you got to do it. Coach calls on you, he needs you.
And again, just thoughts on this team. You guys, a couple of losses that you probably shouldn't have had, but then, three big nationally ranked teams that you've been able to beat. What's the feel on this team right now?
We're feeling good. In practice every day, everybody's working hard and just not trying to have those kind of letdowns that we had with UAB and Belmont. So that's the last thing we want.
Who are you guys?
We're North Carolina.
Targets. Out yet?
Yeah, we have. We have. Just figured out. We'll be just fine.
Going off of that a little bit, obviously, you guys are pretty rare. A lot of people kind of wrote you guys off without PJ. Are you guys contenders? Do you think that's evident now?
Oh, yeah. With PJ and Leslie back, yeah, we'd be a lot better. But without them right now, we have a great team. And that's what kind of pissed us off was, people are trying to write us off just because we don't have our scores. Still do a lot of things, without them. Hopefully we find out pretty soon. Sorry, I got cramp. Pretty soon that we, when we get them back, hopefully the NCAA will give us something and get them back. It would be, that much better to have them back.
I want to ask you about the alley-oop that Marcus threw to Bryce.
Okay.
When you saw Marcus on the break there, did you have it?
Yeah.
Maybe in your mind that he might do a one-handed lob?
And yeah, I've had it in my mind. Yeah, it's just a matter of time before it happened. So, when I saw him look back, and, I could kind of tell when point guards are getting ready to make a play, something like that. And, being a dunker, I know how it looks when, something's about to be set up.
So you knew in advance, this is going to be something. They both said that was the loudest they'd ever heard at the Smith Center. Where did that rank in your experience?
Playing in the game, yeah. I've been to, a Duke UNC game here where it's been just, rocking. So, but the crowd tonight was amazing. They really came out and, showed us love and, helped us out.
Speaking of satisfying dunks, you have one there at the very end. How did that feel? Because, it was kind of the exclamation point right there.
Yeah, the second half was rough because I had foul trouble. So to get that dunk at the end of the game, let all the frustration out on the rim, felt pretty good.